Thank you. We're on the threshold of this new year. And the thing about thresholds is it means a new beginning. So for some traditions, when they get married, what they do, they'll pick up their bride and they'll carry her across the threshold of the home to symbolize a new beginning of them together. For others, if they've got a business, they may have a ribbon across the threshold, and they'll have a photographer somewhere or some dignitary, and they'll cut the ribbon and they'll walk across the threshold into something new. And we are in a new year. It's a threshold that we've come into. And if there's nothing else you remember from today, in this new year, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't for one moment lean on your own wisdom or your own understanding, okay? If you hear nothing else I say today, trust in God in this new year. But as we come into this new year, I want to challenge myself and I challenge you as well. This newness that we have, let's sing a new song, people. Let's sing to God a new song. Let's find something within us that acknowledges Him in the dark places, on the mountaintop, in the difficulty, in the struggle. Let's sing a new song. Let's not be outpraised by anybody. You know, and God's words are saying that if we stop, the stones would cry out. But let's sing a new song. Let's remember we have a new name as well in this new year. Okay, your name is not rejected. Your name is not ugly. Your name is not stupid. Your name is not a negative word that someone has put over you. But your name is child of God. Your name is precious. Your name is conqueror. Your name is victorious. Your name is righteous, not your own righteousness, but God's righteousness. God has given us a new name in this new year. But also, I speak to myself, I need a new spirit, not my human spirit. We need God's holy, transforming, powerful spirit to walk with us and encourage us and empower us as we go through this year of not knowing what it will bring and what challenges lay before us. And as God empowers us, it's time for us, you know, to let go of the signs. You know, if you're in a pool, this is me now. If you're in a pool, I always hang on to the sides, always. I'm not the best swimmer. If my life depended on it, I wouldn't have a life. I can get from one side to the other, and that's about it. But in terms of our spiritual growth and going deeper with God, I challenge me, I challenge you. Let go of the sides. Pull up the anchor that's holding you in that place and say, God, this year, I'm going to go deeper with you. Whatever that means, I'm going to strengthen my faith. I'm going to deepen my prayer. I'm going to expand my compassion. I'm going to step out in faith and be more Christ-like. But let go of the sides and be totally reliant on God. It's time to give up on our self-reliance and to surrender to God. It's time for more of Him and less of me in 2021. It's time for me to put to one side my childish immaturity and say, let's grow up in Christ. We have to mean, it's not about age, it's not about whether you're 80 or 90 or 30, it's about our Christian maturity. What is it that we do with what we know? What is it we do with that? You can know one part of scripture, and if you apply that one part of scripture, it will transform you. Let us put aside the childish things of our human nature and have a desire, a conviction to be mature in Christ, to have Christ's mindset, to have Christ's words and actions, to have his responses when everything within us wants to resort back to our childish, natural human responses. But that takes a Christian maturity. And Christian maturity doesn't come overnight. It doesn't. And it doesn't come easy. But let's have a desire to grow up in Christ. And let's, it's time for God's will, God's sovereignty, God's mindset to be over my own, you know, and it does mean put myself to death, to take up my cross and to follow him. Not to say you were on the cross, you pick it up and follow me. That's not what it's all about. It's about his will, his ways, his mind, his character over my life. And for me, I want us just to look at that verse that Pat read for us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Trust in Jehovah. Jehovah means God, my provider. Do we trust is an interesting thing because at the moment, trust, if you talk to me about who I trust, at the moment, trust for the government at the moment is not high on my agenda. You know, they say one thing one day and say something else the next day and then change their mind and change it back. Trust is not a high thing. But when it comes to God, we look at who it is we're putting our trust into. And God's word says, trust. Trust is not something you can physically hold. It's your inner being that kind of willingly bends to their leading, their guiding, their prompting, their instruction over your life. And it says, trust in the Lord. Not just trust the Lord. It's nothing wrong with trusting the Lord, but trust in the Lord. It's a bit like there's a chair, okay? And you can say, I trust that that chair will hold me. And they go, good. Then I go, okay, sit on it then. And it takes you to trust in the chair to sit on the chair. It's all right, your mouth saying one thing, but trusting in God. It's a bit like when someone says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. There's a difference. And it's trusting in God, trusting in his provision, trusting in his ways, trusting in his guidance, trusting in his prompting, trusting his Holy Spirit in your life over your own wants and ways. Trust in the Lord. Trust in him. Not just about him. We know enough in here about him. But what is it we really trust in him? Do we trust him? Do we trust him for our family? Do we trust in him for our work situation? Do we trust in him for our children, for our marriage, for our finances, for just the unknown, our hopes and aspirations? Do we trust him or not? And fair enough, trust is something that grows. It's not just something you just pick up and put down, but trust in the Lord. Okay? Doesn't say trust in, you know, the latest gadget, the latest trend. They'll let you down. And I think we all know that. But sometimes we can trust or put our stock in our success, our reputation, our family, our brothers, our sisters, whoever it is. But I assure you, don't let us down. And it's not intentional, but they will let us down. But God's word says, trust all your stock, all your reliance, all your needs in the Lord God of heaven, the God who loves you, the God who only wants the best for you, the God who looks at you and says, I have a plan and a purpose for you, the God who pursues you and comes after you. And he will not give up on you. He's relentless in coming after you. Trust in the Lord, God of heaven, with all of your heart. The fact that it says all is quite interesting. It didn't say with just a little bit. 50% will do. All of it. All of your heart. 98%, is that enough? With all of your heart. Put aside, there's no room for others. When Israel were traveling and God challenged them again and again and again, who is the one you trusted? Yes, those nations around you have other gods, they have idols, but you're going to be a monotheist nation, one God. They have loads, you have one God. Trust in me, one, with all your heart. And it's not just your physical heart, you know, I'm not a physical doctor, but your heart, your emotions, the center of who you are, the essence of who you are. Trust God. Sometimes people describe it as every fiber of your being. Trust in God. That's easy to say when life is going good, but as I said at the beginning of this service, let's trust him when we're in the valley. Let's trust him when we're on the mountaintop. Let's trust him in the dark about where life is going and what's happening to us. Trust him when times are really difficult. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. I just want to go back to that bit about all of your heart. If you imagine a throne, and I want us to think back to 2020. A throne is where the king or the queen is seated. And think about your life. And I wonder who or what sits enthroned in your life. Now, you can say God, because that's the right answer. It's a bit like the children in Sunday school, you know, what one's up a tree with a bushy tail. They go, Jesus. but who is on that throne? And for some of us, seated right deep within us on our throne is fear. For some of us, it's anger. For some of us, it's anxiety. For some of us, it's disorder. For some of us, it's addiction. But who or what has got that place in your life? And at the start of 2021, it's a good time to say, time to get up. Time to get up. I need to put Jesus back on my throne. I need to put him back center in front of my life. I'm not going to say I'm not going to struggle anymore, but to put him in his rightful place in our life. In all things, not just the things that we choose, but in all things. And then it goes on to say, lean not on your own understanding. To me, I have the pleasure, I think I'm the nicest people in the world. I say that to people, I say I know all the nice people in the world. But I know some people have got loads of wisdom about them. And you look at them and you kind of think, yeah, God, just have a bit of that wisdom, you know. But as much wisdom as we have, it's nothing compared to God. And not God's not saying we can't plan. He's not saying he hasn't given us a brain to think. But what he's saying is, lean not just on your own understanding. Left to my own devices, I'm dangerous, honestly. I'm dangerous. Left to my own devices, I would be really stuck. I wouldn't be as nice, not that I'm that nice, but I wouldn't be as nice as I am. I wouldn't be as kind as I am, because there's times where you just want to go do something, but because of God in my life, I try and align myself to what he would have me to do and have me to be. So I can't lean on my own understanding, because I would be in big trouble. So lean not, church, just on your own understanding, even in the plans that you believe that God has birthed in you, take it before God and seek his blessing on it. Don't just lean on your own understanding. In Jeremiah 9:23, it says this. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast in their riches. Because at the end of the day, as wise as we think we are, unless the Lord builds that house, tell you what, we labor and flap around for nothing. Let's seek God's blessing and whatever is going to do, okay? And our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge God in your life, okay? And when I say that, surrender to him. The start of this is a good time just to come hands open and just saying, God, here I am. You brought me across the threshold. I'm broken. I'm flawed. I'm marred. And some would say I'm sad. Some are excited. But here I am. And Father, I want to acknowledge, yes, what you've done in my past, but I want to acknowledge you in my present and acknowledge your goodness and your love and your power in my present and my future. Acknowledge him in all parts of your life. Okay, we kid ourselves to think that we can go anywhere or do anything significant without him, because we can't. That is the truth of the matter. Recognize his presence in your life. And this is acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Now, if you know anything about life, the path is never straight. But from my understanding of this is that even in the dark and the wilderness and the whatever picture you use, God will make a path for you. Okay, if your image is of being in the Amazon where you just lost, God will make a path for you. If it's in the dark and there's a lot of fear, God will make a path for you. Okay. And for us to know that he never leaves us, he never abandons us, he never forsakes us. But let's acknowledge him in our life, in every area of our life, every area, and just come in total surrender to him. So as we go through 2021, for us to say to ourselves and to each other, trust, lean on, depend upon in the Lord with all of your being, all of your being, all of your heart. Don't trust your own mind, because it's walked by sin at the end of the day. In all you do, acknowledge God. When you're just about to do something stupid, acknowledge God. Say, God, is this the right thing to do? Acknowledge him, and he will either give you a way out of it, but he'll make your path straight. So as we go into 2021, church, I say this every year. We don't know what lies ahead of us. None other than last year. Oh, my days. And again, we still have no idea what lies ahead of us. Will I be here in 2022? I pray to God I will, but I don't know. But I say to myself and I say to you, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge. I want to read to you a prayer that the Methodists use on an annual basis at the start of a year. It's called a covenant prayer. And I want to read it for us and over us. And then Ian will play a worship song for us at the end. It says this: I am no longer my own, Lord, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing, dare I pray, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Lord, let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield, surrender all things to your pleasure and your disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen and amen. Amen.